Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life, and to the Spirit of God that abides in the early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation GENELATION. Generation means that we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons and junior trustees, and training them in the fear of the Lord right now, because I believe that when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never be caught up with the message and miss the message. Blah. Talk the radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that brought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal and the robbers can't take and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody say, that is the word of God. I want to turn your attention just for a few moments early this morning to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to read just two verses, verses 1 and 2. Numbers 12, 1 and 2. If you're with me, somebody say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads thus. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the woman he married. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. I believe I want to read that one more time. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the woman he married. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, hath he spoken also by us, and the Lord heard it. Let every heart say amen this morning. Please excuse my congestion. By the power of God, this shall be. And if you will, please, allow me to set this subject, not the message, but the subject up this morning. For you see, this subject is a subject that we all can relate to, young and old. This subject this morning will break the generation gap on any Sunday morning. And the reason why is because we all are guilty. This subject needs a fair warning, because whether you know it or not, this subject has placed a lot of people in the killing department. Have had a lot of people disbarred and has kept the many of church folk, young and old, from being blessed and elevated by God. Excuse me, I just thought I would warn you this morning. So if you will, please, I need you to look at someone early this morning, or look in the mirror and just look at yourself and tell them or yourself these words. He said, she said, and God heard what you said. Say it again for me. He said, she said, and God heard what you said. Y'all gonna pray for me. He said and she said and God heard what you said has been around a long time. I won't be long. Oh, what a timely message on any given Sunday morning, because you know and I know everybody has got something to say, am I right about it? Some folks talk what they do know, and some folks talk what they don't know. Some folks talk good, some folks talk bad, and some folks talk negative, and some folks talk positive. But the fact of the matter is this. Everybody, young and old, save or lost, has got something to say. And God, excuse me, God told me to tell you early this morning, he's heard every word you said. For a wise man by the name of Solomon, you all remember Solomon, don't you? He said one day, there's nothing new under the sun. For most of the stuff that you and I are talking about are repeats of life. And you and I haven't created anything. And you and I don't have the patent on anything, especially when it comes to gossip. But what we do have, is a roadmap recorded in the book of life to prevent you and I from making the same mistakes. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Paul. You all know Paul, don't you? Paul says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, profitable for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that you and I may be furnished unto all good works. Paul also reminds us that if any man or any woman who purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. He said and she said and God heard what you said. I must say early this morning, as I stand here, that there's no doubt in my mind that many of us are experiencing this same subject right now. However, there's something that even gives me something to talk about. I'll prove it. I'm a hood preacher, and I understand very well when a brother wears an earring in the left ear, if you belong to any kind of association in the hood. I understand that. I can deal with that. But when a brother wears two earrings like myself, then I've got something to talk about. Somebody talk back to me. When you wear any kind of brand name jeans, I can deal with that. I don't care if it's skinny jeans, wide jeans, big jeans, little jeans, I can deal with that. But my brother, when you wear them so low that I can see your underclothes, I've got something to talk about. If anybody know what I'm talking about, say amen right there. Listen to my story. And I'm a text this morning, as congested as I can be, the same Moses. The same Moses who met God in Mount Sinai, the same Moses who led God's people and God opened up the Red Sea, the same Moses that told Pharaoh, you better let my people go. The same Moses was in the midst of a serious discord of he said and she said, and God heard it by his own flesh and blood. In these two lines of scripture this morning, there is a hint and a clue and a sign about the story of life. However, as I stand here this morning, I'm so glad that the Bible was honest about the frictions that often emerges within our family. But you see, some of you under the sound of my voice or in the midst of he said and she said right now, and the reason is as bad as it is for you see, we're not honest like the Bible. Some of y'all don't like some people. Some of y'all don't like your neighbors. Some of y'all don't even like some of your family members. And some of y'all don't even like some of the church folks that you're sitting next to right now. And if I were to ask you the reason why you don't like them, your answer would be, I just don't like them because I just don't like them. Somebody shame the devil and tell the truth up in here this morning and say amen. He said, she said, has been around before you and I were born and will be around when we leave. Look at somebody, be real pleased, and tell them early this morning, get used to it. All Bible students know that they talked about Judas and the disciples. They talked about David and Jonathan, and they talked about Jacob and Esau, and they talked about Cain and Abel. Something is always going on. And I stopped by early this morning to tell you, if you haven't been talked about yet, just keep on living. Grandmama said, you'll understand better by and by. But you just keep on living because somebody will talk about you. And so the writer of this wonderful book of Numbers says in the 12th chapter that Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses all because they didn't like his wife. Well, I wish I was there for just that moment. Our husband has told them to mind their own business. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to beat your brother's wife. Am I right about it? You don't have to clothe your brother's wife. You don't even have to sleep with your brother's wife. Am I right about it? And that's your brother's business, and you need to mind your own business. Well, I thought I would just talk to you for just a little while and not be defeated as congested as I may be with all this traveling, but I am a firm believer. Mm-hmm. That we all have 6 months to mind our own business and 6 months to leave other folks alone. Somebody say glory to God. But what I like about God, is when you let the devil fool you and you go around talking about the young people, talking about your brothers and sisters, talking about the church, talking about the preacher, talking about the pastor, God's got a way. Oh, yes, he does. Of exposing you. But in the chapter, I don't have to get on the phone and say, child, what did they say? In this chapter, I don't have to have a secret meeting to get to 411. Mm-hmm. In this chapter, I don't have to get tight with anybody to get to school on what was said and who said it. But the Bible says in the first verse, Miriam did it. Glory to God. And the Bible says in the first verse, Aaron did it. And that settles it. If I'm right about it, somebody say glory to God. It is a due fact that we should give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. It's a due fact that we need and should give credit where credit is due. It was Miriam who was very talented and could sing and dance. Mm-hmm. Maybe she talked about Moses because he wouldn't let her sing all of the songs. You know how they do on the choir. It was Miriam who worked behind the scenes, and it was Miriam who saved his life when he was just a little baby. It was Miriam who watched the basket as it rolled down the river. It was Miriam who convinced the barren daughter of Pharaoh to get the nurse, and therefore mother and son was together again. It was Miriam. Somebody say it was Miriam. Mm-hmm. I believe again, and we're giving credit where credit is due. It was Aaron. It was Aaron who worked side by side with Moses. It's in the book. It was Aaron who guarded him on every side. It was Aaron who even preached a little while when he stammered and stuttered. And maybe he talked about Moses because he wouldn't let him be the assistant pastor. Because he wouldn't let him be the pastor. You know how the preachers do. I just stopped by this morning to tell everybody who has the ear to hear what thus says the Lord that God heard every word. And you know it all add up to jealousy. Somebody say jealous. Mm-hmm. The Bible says jealousy is cruel as the grave. Folks don't like you because you know the truth for yourself. Folks don't like you because you're not plain, but you're pretty. Folks don't like you because you call a spade and the devil the devil. But I just stopped by early this morning. It tells you that your Heavenly Father already left before it. No cross, no prayer. Listen to me. Young people, don't stop coming to church. Young people, don't stop singing in the choir. Young people, don't stop letting your light shine in the church. Because they talked about Jesus. And they talked about the disciples. And they talked about the prophets. And they will talk about you. As I opened my feet this morning, if you really want to get some, he said, and she said, starting about you, if you really want to give them something to talk about, this is what I want you to do this morning. I need you to get saved for real. Get born again. Get your name written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Get sanctified and get set aside meat for the master's use. Get filled with the Holy Spirit and get the power of God in your life. Somebody say amen. And then this is what I want you to do. I need you to go down on your knees and begin to talk to God and tell him these words, not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. And then I want you to get up and stand up and then hold your head up high and say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And then I want you to say, talk about me as much as you please, but the more you talk, I'm going down on my knees. Don't you let he said and she said keep you from growing. Don't you let he said and she said keep you from wearing your starry crown. Don't you let he said and she said keep you from your blessing. Don't you let he said and she said keep you from wearing your long white robe. Have you come too far to turn around now? Somebody say amen. And the Lord will make everything all right because he has heard you. I show you this morning, if you hold your peace, he will fight your battle. He told me to tell you that the battle was not yours, it's his. And he knows just how to take care of it. He told me to tell you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And he will make it all right. We will understand it better by and by. Why? Because he said and she said, and God heard every word they said. The Bible declares we ought to live peacefully with all men. Not eye to eye, not tooth for tooth. And though your sins be as scarlet, God will make them white as snow. And with a new attitude and a new approach to God's people, after you've been born again, you will find out that God wants us to esteem others and our brothers and sisters higher than ourselves. For we do belong to one another. Oh, you all know the story as a result. Of Miriam talking and running off at the mouth of her own flesh and blood, the Bible says, she lost her talent. She lost her gift, and she was struck with leprosy. I stopped by to tell you earlier this morning, it costs too much to get involved in he said and she said. It costs too much to put your mouth on the woman and the man of God. It costs too much for you to be running off at the mouth talking and don't know what you're talking about. It costs too much. And our young people need to see more of an example and a chance to know that God hears, not to say that he can't hear our prayers, nor his arms too short, that he can't touch the infirmity of his children. He said, she said, and God heard what you said. Maybe there's one here today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I introduce to some and present to others, his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Repeat after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul. Listen, after that, if you have sinned and really meant it from your heart, God has done exactly what you asked him to do, and by faith, you're saved. This is what I want you to do now. You're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to find a church that's preaching the word and practicing the word of God that your soul may grow thereby. Now, listen, there's no perfect church. And there's no perfect pastor, male or female. And if it was, when you arrived, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. And so just go and hear what thus saith the Lord, that your soul may grow, that you'll understand the assignment that God has on your life. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. And then let Sunday morning, may the God I serve bless you with your deserts.